Clanksby Hill. We had a very long, we made Norwegian-style sledging.
No, not that.
We hurtled down, we hit what must have been...
No, sit beside me.
Here, listen, okay? She just won't let me in.
Victor, I love you.
That's
Victor.
What you know, mate.
Dallas went for real. Like, this is how I know he's a professor, because he's picking up on the young kids slang, and I'm just like, what? Is that English?
Listen, bro,
I
got Riz over here. Just saying.
What is a lizzo?
It's giving trying too hard. See?
Is that, what is that how Cody, done? That's you have no excuse. You've been told what a lizzo is.
You've seen a lizzo in action. You watched her in the best episode of The Mandalorian.
And you're not wrong.
A pox upon your family.
Well, gentlemen, welcome back. This round is on me. As a matter of fact, this entire month is on me because we have landed in
Why
Magic
does William
month?
Look like he's getting ready to yell, "Unlimited power!"
See, this is just
have
it.
You
like,
seen have you
William's
seen
love for Harry Potter is boundless technically, but we did find a strange way to corral that boundless energy into just 1 month, and it's kind of like, all right, that'll stop him the other 11 months that we do this.
You corralled it into 1 month, and then you gave me my own podcast. But gentlemen, yes, welcome to Magic Month. If you are unaware of the release schedule that we have put out and the significance of July 31st through September the 1st, this is Magic Month. July 31st, Harry Potter's birthday, September the 1st, back to Hogwarts, where I have taken over. And the entire month is dedicated to the Wizarding World. But we have put a little bit of a twist on it, so it's not going to be 5 solid weeks of me monologuing about how wand lore was indeed established in the first book.
It's going to be 7 weeks
Cody's
of monologuing.
It's going to be 7 weeks of me monologuing. No, tonight, kicking off Magic Month, as we did last year, is Who Wants to Be a... Yeah, right?
That's nuts.
Is... Who wants to be a galleonaire?
Why do we even pray for epidemic sound two. When we just have Cody the entire time? Why do we need copyright-free music?
I think they get to sound copyright.
Cody, whenever we finish tonight, I'm going to need you to do some ADR pickup where we go through all of the sound effects from the entire show, including...
Hi, I'm Meredith Vieira. Like, can you do that one too?
No,
I'm a Regis guy. No. I was Regis Vieira.
Regis or nothing.
At the Amazon warehouse, they only have like 4 approved channels that they're allowed to show because they're like as non-offensive as possible. One of which is the Game Show Network. And ooh, every day on my lunch break is Regis Philbin's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I just get all of the warm fuzzies in my heart. I did like
and
Meredith
Vieira.
And then
they switch it over to the Golden Girls, and you're like, "Oh, I want to go back."
Now that's too racy for Amazon.
Yeah.
I want to watch Giant Plinko with the 87-year-old who's worked here for 14 years.
And it actually was him on the show that day. You know, it was a 30-year-old episode of Price is Right.
I lost all my money.
Cody, what do you have cooked up for us?
All right. So, last year, I may have made some mistakes in my show preparation.
No, never. No.
I tried to prepare my questions by listening to the audiobook. That was a mistake. Because you catch details and you write them down furiously, and then you yourself get them wrong. This year, I picked up Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets on my Kindle and used the notes feature to extract every little detail that I could find and to make questions out of.
We're screwed, Dallas.
Use the original translations and everything. I like it.
Actually, in the original Greek, the meaning of this scripture was completely different. William would know all about that.
There is an ancient Greek edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. That is a real book that exists.
Of course there is. Also, a little bit of a side tangent. We went on vacation back at the end of June, and Dad somehow managed to make another Harry Potter and the Temple of Doom joke. Because somehow Harry Potter got brought up. It was probably me, let's be honest. And Dad says, "Hey, Genevieve, do you like watching that Harry Potter and the Temple of Doom?" And she's like, "Pappy, it's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Did you know that in 1995, there was an actual novelization of Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone?"
What?
Really?
It came out two years before Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was released. And so I text Dad and I said, "Dad, I'll see your Harry Potter and the Temple of Doom, and I will raise you Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone."
He was so close and he didn't even know it.
He's no, like, he's "What's been... a philosopher? I only know sorcerers. I'm from America."
There was a series of Indiana Jones pulp books through the 90s. There's like about 12 of them. They're out of print, but they're not out of Kindle print. So I'm thinking about picking those up.
An actual hard copy is being delivered to my house tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm going to read Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone.
I am on episode 3 of Indiana Jones.
I'm going to treat it like, do you remember the B-movie studio that would release Transmorphers at the same time as Transformers in hopes that you would accidentally pick it up at the movie gallery whenever you went to go rent a DVD? So I'm going to treat...
Yes, that's where I know Megazord Gazorpazorp from. Oh, I knew it. I knew it was a thing.
Yes, that was from Transmorphers. So I'm going to treat Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone like one of those B-movie releases you pick up on accident and act thoroughly confused through the whole thing. Anyway, continue, Cody.
All right. So we are playing by millionaire rules with a twist.
Ooh, okay.
It is a race to 15 questions. You know, in traditional millionaire style, there's the $100 question, $200, all the way up to $1 million. Level of difficulty, I did not necessarily assign level of difficulty to each individual question. I'm just making this up as I go along.
As one does.
And then there are three lifelines, 50-50. Ask your wives instead of phone a friend.
Okay.
So you guys can ask your individual wives, and I'm going to let Dallas and Alex each be able to use their individual wives in this instance. Whereas William, you can use Kristen. That'll be the one advantage they get.
Gotcha. Okay.
Only problem with that is that my wife is out, so we're only using Dallas's.
And she knows less about Harry Potter than I do.
Too bad. So
this is going to be great.
For the record, my wife couldn't even remember which Harry Potter was which. So we wouldn't really have much of an asset there.
And considering that Ask the Audience, we do not have a studio audience today. I have traded it out for pass. This question's hard. We're just going to move on.
I like that
and
better.
They advance. It's basically a gimme question. You can just move on to the next level. You cannot use pass during the $1 million question.
Okay.
You have to use it. You cannot use it on the final question.
Pass.
That's fair.
I'm going to pass on the $1 million question. I don't want to do this required challenge.
Now, in millionaire, in traditional millionaire rules, if you get the question wrong, the game's over. Well, this would make for a boring podcast. Boring podcast after Dallas and Alex get the second question wrong.
You're assuming they're going to get the first question right.
That's a tall order there, sir.
I have faith in them.
Somebody needs to.
I have faith in them. With that being said, if you get the question wrong, the other person gets the chance to answer it and move forward.
I don't think this is at all traditional millionaire rules. Oh, we're doing traditional millionaire rules. Describe something completely different than millionaire. Got it. Get it. Pass.
Double dare.
If Dallas and Alex get it wrong, William gets the chance to answer. If William gets it wrong, Dallas and Alex get a chance to answer in place of their
So Dallas and I
question.
Are never going to get one right. Got it.
Oh, also ping pong rules.
Basically, you're ping pong back and forth. And so the first to 15 wins.
I gotcha.
Basically, you have to get 15 questions right. Now, I'm thinking this is going to be 16 questions in total. I have 41 prepared.
Can I play rules where I have to answer two to move on? Please, huh? Okay.
Yes. If we go through all 41 questions, I win.
Yes.
And the quality time with Michelle is the loser.
Oh, she's already in bed. So
winner of this game gets a box of BlackBerry L8 on me.
Oh, really? Really?
Another, like, it's back. It's back. I will actually fulfill the promise.
I'm going to collect interest on the. Yeah, you all need to start stocking up for me, please. I will Venmo you. Please. Consider it a housewarming present for me.
I got one and I poured a little bit out for you, Alex.
I legitimately sent $24 to William. And he just took my money and
actually,
never
Mr. Editor,
can
we get a playback of that exact moment last year?
From now on,
all parties at my wedding will get a carton of BlackBerry L8. Yours. However, Dallas will get two.
Yay. So everybody wins.
And his maternal friendship. Oh, that's right. He did do that. And what's weird is that Dallas and Alex still don't have their BlackBerry L8. Weird.
It's back. It came back. BlackBerry L8 presents Who Wants to Be a Galleon?
Let's go.
All right. Dallas and Alex.
That's us. We are them.
We will. I'm you guys ready. Will have the first question. What? For 100 knuts.
Yes.
What is the name of the protagonist in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets?
Ooh, I got this one.
Tom Riddle. A. Tom Riddle. B. Albus Dumbledore. C. Harry Potter. D. Me.
All right, Dallas, I think we need to work through this one using SAT rules. I don't remember Cody in the movie at all, so I don't think D is right. But I do remember a Tom Riddle and an Albus Dumbledore in what's the name of the book? Something in the Chamber of Secrets? I can't.
Listen, you don't remember Cody? Like, it was the gravitational pull of his head that the bludger would catch to sling off course and come after Harry Potter kid.
I was a Center College Ravenclaw beater, so the bludgers just came towards me.
We're going to go with
Tom. That's the guy who lived by the river, right? No, that's Tom Bombadil.
No. You're thinking of
the guy Lord who lives of the Rings in a reference.
And who a lives van in a down van by the river, the inspirational coach.
Yeah.
Matt Foley?
Which I think is where Harry
Chris
Potter came
Foley.
From.
It was Matt something.
Foley. Foley, that's a type
it's
of
Farley?
Catheter. Yeah. Farley is his last name.
I've had those.
No, that's the guy who almost played Shrek. I think Dallas and I are going to go with C, Harry Potter.
Harrison Potter.
Is that
is
his
that
full
your
name,
final answer?
Given name? Harry Potter is the protagonist of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Final answer, Regis.
Harrison Jimothy Potter.
Yeah, that is correct.
Good job. Nice, good job.
One point.
We're doing better than
one
I thought.
Point.
William, for 100 knuts for you, what drink is Petunia going to offer the Masons when they come into the lounge?
I think I know this
A,
one.
A, coffee. B, tea. C, brandy. D, whiskey.
Narrator, but he did not know this one.
I
I'm going to go A, coffee.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
William, you are correct.
I did not know that one at even a little bit.
I thought it was punch for whatever reason. Why was it punch in my head?
In chapter one, the Masons don't know anything about you, and it's going to stay that way. When dinner's over, you take Mrs. Mason back to the lounge for coffee. Petunia, and I'll bring the subject around to drills.
That one made me sweat.
You thought it was punch?
Correct.
I think I'm thinking of when Dobby shows up and then he like snaps something into the bowl, levitates a
traditional British pudding that floats over top of.
Did you get punch at?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's in the movie. Punch. Like,
didn't they?
It may be in the movie.
I thought they used
it looked
squeezes.
Liquidy.
Did they not? Ecto coolers, isn't that what it was? No?
The Ghostbusters Harry Potter crossover we never knew we needed.
There's ghosts. So,
that is true.
Alex doesn't know Harry Potter, but he knew who Harry Potter was.
Yes.
All right. Dallas and Alex, for your $200 Knut question. What joke did Uncle Vernon accuse Harry of ruining when Dobby was in his bedroom? A, the Japanese golfer joke. B, the Chinese telemarketer joke. C, the German racer joke. Or D, the French water polo joke.
What are the first two again?
The Japanese golfer joke and the Chinese telemarketer joke.
I will tell you. Never mind.
Dallas. Yeah.
It is the same. It is also referenced in the movie.
That doesn't help me. That doesn't help me at all.
I may have picked that question for that reason for them.
I am feeling
the Japanese golfer joke sounds right in my head.
See, I was
but
thinking
again, I'm
French
the same guy
polo.
Who thought punch was what Dobby levitated.
But I could be wrong.
The book is sitting right there on my shelf, and it is taking so much self-control.
I know,
not
so
to
is
just
this
go.
Extra tab that I have open that's got Google sitting there.
Yes.
Hold on, let me just write this email real fast. Oh, I remember. It was...
Oh, man. Dallas,
what
you
do
decide.
You, that's not fair. You want me to decide this one? You want me to... Stand
yes,
on this landmine.
I'm sitting back,
I got
just
it.
Waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
French water polo. D. D's Knuts. That's the one I'm picking.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
I am sorry, Dallas. That is incorrect.
Daggone it!
William, what? Do you want to steal?
Actually, no. I don't want to steal questions. You have enough. For us to do 15 individual questions.
Wait, can we make the rule that only Dallas and I are allowed to steal if William gets it wrong? Because that would be...
That would be the utmost shame.
That would be rare. I am leaving this rule open, and I will give you the choice.
I will not steal. Ooh. However, I will say, what the devil are you doing? You almost ruined the punchline of my Japanese golfer joke.
It was
Japanese golfer.
Man.
Come on, Dallas. Didn't you know that I am the most foremost expert on Harry Potter? Come on.
I don't know why that felt kind of racist. And so I was like,
they're the Dursleys.
Well, it's because like Japanese golfers are all over.
Well,
that's why I felt racist. You watch golf and you know that there are Japanese golfers. I mean, come on.
Everybody knows. I know a lot about golf, and I know a lot about Harry Potter.
I thought you were going to say, I know a lot about golf, and I know a lot about Japan.
William.
Yes, sir.
Your question is, what is the name of the town that the borough is near? A, Ottery St. Catchpole. B, Ottery St. Mary. C, River Ottery. And D, Up Ottery.
The answer is A, Ottery St. Catchpole.
Is that your final answer?
It is my final answer.
You are Correct, for 200 canuts.
Yay!
We're a little way outside the village, said George. Ottery St. Catchpole. Lower and lower went the flying car. The edge of a brilliant red sun now was now gleaming through the trees.
I love the narrations.
The second sun started to rise over the horizon as young Luke stood there. And they turned and said, "You're in the wrong franchise." He said, "No, I have space magic." And they invited him in for a cup of tea.
And punch.
And blue milk.
I would read that book.
All right. It is now 200 canuts for William and 100 canuts for Dallas and Alex. Next question.
How is that possible? I thought he got his first one.
200 points for William, 100 points for Dallas.
Is it 300 points? Or is it money?
Because you gave dollar amounts, so I was...
Canigan.
Are we doing money or points? How are we doing?
Well, I mean, it's 100 points, 200 points. William is at the $200 level.
We have had four questions total.
So we're
I've
not adding
two, right?
It's not like this
right.
one's worth 100, this one's worth 200. Oh, you it, add them it. Together.
It's not cumulative.
It's the same stack that's in Millionaire. One, like, you answer
I
question,
have
you
not seen that movie in a while.
200,
that
300.
Show in a long time. So I don't. I acted really confident about this, like I don't remember, but I don't.
All right.
I loved the movie that the show was based off of.
The score is 2-1. Dallas and Alex.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
What is not a book written by Gilderoy Lockhart that was featured in the book or the movie?
Man.
What is not a book written by Gilderoy Lockhart that was featured in the book or the movie? A. Gilderoy Lockhart's Guide to Household Pests by Gilderoy Lockhart. Who Am I? By Gilderoy Lockhart. Gallivanting with Giants by Gilderoy Lockhart. And Year with the Yeti by Gilderoy Lockhart.
I think it's Gallivanting with Giants.
You do this one.
Oh, Dallas.
How am I supposed to know this? There's no way.
Well, I know... The Year with the Yeti sounds right.
Right. That one sounds
like
right.
I know there was something about banshees or something. It was like bare naked riding banshees or something.
What?
Bareback horse riding with banshees and
Brokeback Banshees is what it was called.
But Gallivanting with Giants doesn't sound right, so...
Would you like to hear the answers again?
No, because it won't help. And that was the only one that stood out.
Okay.
C, final answer.
I'm behind him 1,000%.
Gallivanting with Giants? All right.
Yes.
So that's your final answer. You are correct.
Yeah!
Yes! The alliteration was gadding with ghouls, not gallivanting with giants.
Oh,
very good.
And did you notice the extra like book or movie reference that I made there?
Oh yes. No, you won't. You're going to denome the garden. Here, let me see what Lockhart has to say on the issue. Gilderoy Lockhart's Guide to Household Pests.
Yes.
And Who Am I is an end credit scene in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, where...
Yes, that is not from the book.
That's why I said the book or the movie.
Yep.
So, all right.
That was a good one. That got some deep cuts in there.
Mr. Murphy.
Oh, well, no, Slamberant. Can you ask this with a Severus Snape accent? Please, oh, please.
Whatever. Fine.
He acted like you do this all the time. He always makes me order from McDonald's with this accent.
Mr. Murphy, your next question is, for 300 canuts, or 3 points, what time was Gilderoy Lockhart signing his autobiography at Flourish and Blutz? A, 12:30 to 4:30. B, 1:30 to 6:30, C, 11:30 to 3:30, or D, 2:30 to 7:30. What time was Gilderoy Lockhart signing his autobiography?
What was B?
1:30 to 6:30.
B, final answer.
Mr. Murphy, you are incorrect.
Ah!
Okay.
What?
Now, Dallas and Hermione, we are not penalized if we try to steal.
You are not penalized if you try to
steal.
We're
not penalized. So
there's
it was
zero
not 1:30 to 6:30. I'm trying to think. See, the thing is, what is the most vain, glorious hour that you could pick that would suck as much time from people's lives possible?
I love this reasoning.
Well, and the other thing I'm looking for is the only odd man out in length of time.
A, 12:30 to 4:30. C, 11:30 to 3:30. And D, 2:30 to 7:30.
I feel like he is so stuck up that he's like, no one needs to eat lunch.
That's what I'm thinking.
They need to come see me. Yep. So I'm thinking the 11:30 start time is my guess.
Yeah, let's do it. Sure. Yeah.
What were you thinking, Dallas?
I wasn't. That's the problem. No, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, what would take up the most time and like the most eating time is probably.
What would inconvenience the most people so that they have to come see me?
You have to miss
that. That is what
day.
Goes through Gilderoy Lockhart's head. Yeah.
Dallas and Alex, that's your final answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
You are incorrect.
Wow.
Ow.
Gilderoy Lockhart will be signing copies of his autobiography, Magical Me, today from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Mm. Huh.
All right, so I take back some of my statements. He's not that big of a pompous ass. Just a small pompous ass.
It's only whenever he dons a Russian accent and destroys the world with math is when it's a problem.
Jeez.
But he does it backwards, so he actually did the book signing from 3 till noon.
Listen, Theodore Goldilocks is a dastardly man.
Dallas and Alex, your official real question.
Which could have you take the lead.
Yeah, I can.
Yep.
Shh, don't put that pressure on me. Don't do it.
Dallas and Alex, when the boys stole the car, what candy did they eat on their journey? A, chewing gum. B, mints. C, toffees. Or D, jelly bellies.
Toffees feels uniquely British.
Yeah, I was thinking the
same
thing.
But mints feels like the kind of thing you'd find in a glove box.
See, I had narrowed, thought either gum or toffees.
The only issue with chewing gum is it's not as popular outside of the United States.
That's why I feel like it was just weird. Mints just sounds a little too like wonky, like a weird note. Like, ooh, we stole a car, and then we were eating mints. Like,
yeah, but you just missed the train, so you steal your dad's flying car, and you don't have the candy trolley there. So it's like, well, what do we have? And you start rummaging through the glove box, and it's like, well, Dad had some mints stashed in there. That's my rationale
there. I get that.
But toffees feels uniquely British.
I feel like nothing that they eat is going to be one syllable long. So
I love that logic. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Are you sure? No, I'm good with mints if you're like feeling it in your jellies.
Go for it. Nope.
No? Okay. Toffees.
That's your final answer?
Yep.
Gentlemen, you are correct.
Yes.
Several uneventful hours later, however, Harry had to admit that some of the fun was wearing off. The toffees had made them extremely thirsty and they had nothing to drink. You have taken the lead.
They should have just taken some of the mints from the glove box and let the saliva build up.
My stereotype paid off this time.
You have taken the lead 300 canuts to 200 canuts.
Ooh. Suck on D's canuts. Nope. Dallas already made that joke.
It's okay. We can bring
it
around.
Use it twice.
William, your question is, what is the password to the Gryffindor common room in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets? A, Wobblebird. B, Banana Fritters. C, Baubles. Or D, Quid Agus.
The hamster spinning the wheel is hard at work.
Well, I know they miss the prefix giving out the passwords because they crash the car into the tree and they have to go to Snape's office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say A, Wobblebird, final answer.
That is correct.
I thought Whataburg was only in Texas, but you could get in and out pretty much anywhere.
There's a TV show, Whataburgers. It's about the
All
brothers,
right.
The Whataburger
It
brothers.
Is tied 300 canuts to 300 canuts. Which Muggle school did Justin Finch Fletchley get accepted into before he received his Hogwarts letter? Which Muggle school did Justin Finch Fletchley get accepted into before he got its Hogwarts letter? A. Eton College. B. King's College. C. Wellington College. Or D. Kensington Park School.
Wait a second. I think the only one there that makes sense. You go to Hogwarts from 11 through 17. You don't go to college until you're at least 17. So I think it's the last, the school answer, D.
Well, it's also, they don't call college, they call high school. They call the college experience uni or university.
Don't help them, William.
Why am I helping you? Oh. Why am I
what?
Anyway.
Eton is a university.
I was thinking B or D.
I feel like it's either Wellington or the last one.
We both picked the last one, so.
We agreed on Toffees. Maybe our hive mind is. The only thing that I feel like King's is supposed to be it's an easy one. We already know Eton because that's a well-known school. We both agreed on D. Let's just go for it. William, I think, is trying to be helpful, but I think he's wrong. Said the misguided man.
Final answer?
Final answer. D.
The big
that
D.
That is incorrect.
No.
I will steal.
I knew you would.
Wait a second. I don't think William's allowed to steal. He gets zero advantage. Only we get the advantage.
William, what
okay,
answer?
Fine.
No,
okay,
I'm
fine.
Kidding.
I will give you the answer. My name was down for Eton.
Oh, snap.
Yes. Eton is a college. However, this is Britain, and they have loads of boarding schools attached to the universities. So they have...
What is wrong with you, British parents? Love your children. Don't send them away.
So, yes, the correct answer was Eton College. William does not want to... Does William not want to take the points in that one? No,
I won't take the point.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay. So...
You're weird gonna... flex, bro, but okay.
Weird flex. Weird flex. Mr. Murphy.
Yes, sir.
What is Colin Creevy's dad's profession? A. A lorry driver. B. A milkman. C. An electrician. Or D. A plumber.
I believe Colin Creevy's father was a milkman.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You are correct, sir. My dad's a milkman. Uh-huh. He couldn't believe it either. So I'm taking loads of pictures to send home to him. And it'd be really good if I had one of you. He looked imploringly at Harry. Good job, sir.
Thank you.
The score is 500 canuts to 300 canuts.
We ain't using the metric system over here.
Americans will do anything to avoid using the metric system. We're going to the canut system.
I've been watching a lot of Millionaire at the Amazon warehouse lately. So,
which is, well, the canut system is 29 canuts per sickle and 17 sickles per galleon. It makes even less
well,
sense than the
once I hit 1,000, it was going to move to sickles. And then once it hit 32,000, it was going to move to galleons. Like, I was.
Aw, yay.
I'm digging it. How many tacos would I have at this point? Compared to how many hot dogs would William have?
Zero. It's too spicy for British.
The score is 4-3. Dallas and Alex, what does Gilderoy Lockhart want for his birthday? A, a six-time winner of the Witch Weekly Most Charming Smile Award. B, a lifetime supply of butterbeer. C, a large bottle of Odgen's Old Fire Whiskey. or D, his own line of hair care products.
Oh, I know we talked about this.
We did?
In the movie bracket.
We referenced it the last
movie trivia.
I think only Miss Hermione Granger knows that I want to one day have my own line of hair care products. But I don't know if that's for his birthday, is it?
I'm not giving you.
William, blink twice if I'm right. He's not blinking.
He always won staring contest as a kid.
Two can play at that game. Disconnects his internet. I just know that Hermione knew the hair care products. So I don't know if that was in reference to his birthday, but it seems like the only place that right. makes sense. Well, that was his greatest. Wait, that's his greatest dream in life. So I think it's probably the fire.
That's
whiskey.
What I was thinking.
That's all he wants for his birthday. Ah, dang it. I'm going to be so
final
mad
answer.
If we get this wrong, the fire.
Are you
whiskey.
Sure?
No.
Final answer.
Do we have lifelines? Do we want to shoot one out this early on?
If we pick 50-50, are you just going to pick the two that I just said? Because if so, I don't want it.
I always hated that on Actual Millionaire, where they're like, I was down between these two.
You do realize that I will now that you said it out loud.
Please don't do that. Cody, we'll use our lifeline if and only if you don't do that.
If it's truly at random, it's somehow someone.
You could also pass.
No, because this one doesn't seem as impossible as, well, any of the ones before it. So
that's his greatest aspiration in life, I think. So I think we're going to go with the fire whiskey. That is our...
All right, that's fine with me.
Final and final answer, sure.
I clearly state in Chapter 12 that my ideal birthday gift would be harmony between all magic and non-magical peoples, though I wouldn't say no to a large bottle of Odgen's Old Fire Whiskey.
Nice!
You are correct! And your logic was very sound, I will say, though.
Yes!
I added that D question to throw you off, because he does say that that's his greatest ambition.
Ambition, yeah.
Yes.
To rid the world of evil
and
market my own line of
hair
products.
Yeah, you quoted that so hard that you made me question my entire existence.
You could write a book called Who Am I? By Dallas McKinnon.
But I don't even know what that is, so...
Now I want a fire whiskey.
They are great, by the way. They have them at Universal.
It's called Fireball, and I have a bottle out there.
It's different. It's... You should try. Anyway, yes, sir.
What is not a harm caused by Ronald Weasley's defective wand?
Okay.
A, creating a large throbbing green boil on Professor Flitwick. B, causing Ron to belch up slugs. C, set his chess pieces on fire while playing with Ginny. Or D, engulfed himself in gray smoke in his transfiguration class.
Setting the chess pieces on fire. C, final answer.
You are correct. By the way, that answer was provided by none other than my wife.
Ah, yay.
I need my wife.
I appreciated that one because it required you to note every time Ron's wand malfunctioned throughout the entire book to get all of the options to do the one of these things, not like the other.
It took me It took me like 3 months to compile these questions in nighttime
Bravo,
reading.
Bravo, sir. Your efforts have not gone unnoticed.
All right. The score is now 5-4, William and Dallas versus Alex and Dallas versus William.
I am now alone.
And others.
We're also playing Survivor rules, and now we're forming alliances.
I say all three of us team up, and that puts us at 9 points. And so we will all three be the first to 15. And then Cody owes all three of us 2 cases.
Ooh.
That's
of Blackberry.
You're playing Monopoly rules here.
I love it. The way we play Monopoly.
If we all eat the berries at the same time.
I once got married in a Monopoly game, and we all gave each other immunity in our properties.
What kind of house rules do you play with Monopoly? Monopoly.
Listen,
did
that
your
game,
like, Game of Life board fall on your Monopoly board?
That game is called Murphy's Law.
I would like to
Which
purchase
so
that property
many...
with four children, please.
No, Tate was winning, and we went out of our way to beat Tate. We made up rules as we went along. All right, Dallas and Alex. What remedy does Madame Pomfrey give the students when they are suffering from a cold? A Baneberry potion. B, a pepper up potion. C, a cough potion. And or D, an Aloisty draught.
No one cared who I was till I took the Baneberry potion. You adopted the potion.
Good reference there.
Molded by it.
Hey, did it actually sound a little bit?
It did.
Awesome, sweet. But I don't think that's it. I think it's probably the pepper up, like pep up. Like, and that feels uniquely British as well.
I was leaning that one as the last
or
one.
Or it's the draft.
Oh, no, yeah, we can't both pick it because then we can't use the whole Venn diagram strategy.
So, Dallas, you're going to pick one. I'm going to pick the other. Got it. Good.
Okay.
And at the same time, Cody's just going to have to give us one of the, I don't know.
Is this like on a true and false question where you put like a capital T, but like a little one off? So you're like, it could have been an F, could have been a T. Who knows?
That sounds like experience from a teacher right there.
Yep. That has happened more than once and they got offended. They're like, what? How did you mark that wrong? Like, you tell me what you picked. Say it out loud.
3, 2, 1, and you start going, yeah. And they go true, and you're like, false. I was even trying to help you there a little bit.
Gentlemen, what's your answer?
The right one. We want the right answer.
I wish it worked that way.
So we had the Baneberry, the pepper up potion, something draft
and
the
cough potion
and the cough. I'm writing off the cough potion.
Same.
It just seems
it's too generic.
Here, children, have some NyQuil. Like, that just doesn't seem right.
You're like, I have that in my cabinet right now.
Yeah, but then there's also something like uniquely this is where that weird, to use Dallas's phrase, Venn diagram of like the Deep South and the UK overlap. And it's just giving alcohol to children, like, yeah, that helps all it. Rub some whiskey on those teeth and gums. Or, hey, you got a cold? Here, have a draft. Like, I don't know. That just seems... What was the name of the draft, Cody?
A-L-I-H-O-T-S-Y.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that.
Alihotzi.
I'm going with that one.
I don't know. I think it's pepper up, like pep.
Like Dr.
Up,
pepper.
Like, but also, that does feel like him combining 7-Up and Dr. Pepper. So let's go with the draft. Let's go with the Alihotzi draft. Yeah.
Final answer?
That's.
Now I don't
sure.
know. His face made me change my.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Alihotzi.
Yeah, let's do
draft.
That one. Final answer.
Sure.
That is incorrect.
Man.
Oh, dang it.
His face said it before he said it. That's why I was like, we got to get off this. It's too late.
William, do you want to steal?
I will not steal, but it is the pepper up potion.
Man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And kudos for you for picking a name that you couldn't pronounce.
That's
so it made
I
it seem
more
like
confident about it.
You wrote it down and you just couldn't pronounce it.
Well, I went through Harry Potter Wiki to find other potions. And, yeah.
It's a Star Wars player. It's a Star Wars space player.
All right.
Dang it.
William.
Yes, sir.
What city did the Wailing Widow come from? A. Edinburgh. B. Cornwall. C. Kent. Or D. Yorkshire.
C. Kent. Final answer.
You knew that really well. That was correct.
I am who I am, okay?
The Wailing Widow came all the way up from Kent. It's nearly time for my speech. I better go warm up and go and warm up the orchestra, said Nearly Headless Nick.
This was at his death day party, and I am planning on having a party as a death day party. And my goal is to make a delicious meal that looks disgusting. So, because at the death day party in the Chamber of Secrets, they had this big spread of food that they had let rot and ferment for like 3 weeks before the party in hopes that it would make the flavors more pungent so that they could taste it. And one of the ghosts floats with his mouth open through the table, and Ron was like, "Can you taste that?" And he goes, "Almost." So I want to do things like get some silky chicken, which actually has the like black muscle and bone, squid ink pasta, and use black garlic and black truffles so that it's like a plate of pasta that is jet black. Get a couple wedges of cheese and finally grate up some scallions so that it's a green powder, and then have a green garlic powder and use one of those sifters to like dust a little spot of green and then dust a little smaller spot of you white.
Hey, I can make your life even easier. Just use blue cheese. It already has.
It's already rotting. Yeah. That's
and that is why I will always go ranch over blue cheese.
You and my wife both. I said, "Sweetheart, you know that that's the process they use to make all the cheese." She's like, "Yeah, but I can't see the mold and the other cheese."
It is not the same. It is not the same.
Oh, we're going to get him started. Okay, Cody, go ahead next.
Dallas and Alex. What ingredient in the Polyjuice potion must be picked on a full moon? A. Lacewing flies. B. Fluxweed. C. Knotgrass. Or D. Boomslang.
Boomslang is a creature, so that I don't think is right. Lacewing fly they got out of a jar from Snape's potion closet, so I'm fairly certain that ain't it. I think it's the weed.
The fluxweed.
You have to go 88 miles per hour with Fluxweed.
I'm leaning Fluxweed. Its power fluctuates. Fluxweed. It's in flux, and that's the most potent.
Or you fluctuate to another person's body. Your form is in flux. Could be.
Ooh, I like
it. Did I just make a mental connection for William? He's like, ooh, I love it.
The operators in my brain are pulling they are moving those wires around very quickly right now.
So, final answer?
Fluxweed.
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 Yes. All right. That is correct.
That is correct. Yes.
Well, since the Fluxweed has to be picked at a full moon and the lacewings have to be stewed for 21 days, I'd say it'd be ready in about a month if we can get all the ingredients. However, Boomslang is an ingredient in the Polyjuice potion.
Well, yeah.
So...
But it's a creature, isn't it?
Yeah, those were all ingredients, venom? But what has to be picked at the full moon was the fluxweed. Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. I headcanon accepted.
This is a lot
etymology
more
of the
this
words
is a lot there. More competitive than I was expecting.
I know, and I love it. I was really
expecting
upset the
last William
time. We are secretly William right now. We just typed in Dallas and Alex, but it's actually just William in two other browsers.
I have downloaded that AI voice replicator, and I have fed your audio feeds from all 80 something podcasts that we've done before.
Wow. iOS 17 is better than anything that Android has ever created.
That's probably how it would sound like.
This is the best thing I have ever done. I love Harry Potter more than any other franchise.
Boom boom slang sounds like what like actually, baby boomer slang talk. Like, get out of here with that boom slang, son.
Don't introduce that Ken to Cannon the Gen
also
Z-ers.
Accepted Dallas McKinney.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes, sir.
Where is Lucius Malfoy storing his dark stuff in his manor? A, in the kitchen. B, in the ballroom. C, in the drawing room floor. Or D, in the library.
C, drawing room floor.
In the conservatory.
Final answer.
Yeah, said Malfoy. Luckily, they didn't find much. Father's got some very valuable dark art stuff. But luckily, he's got his own secret chamber under the drawing room floor. That is correct.
I keep my dark stuff in the bathroom.
Oh my.
I keep mine in the ballroom next to the candlestick.
Dallas and Alex. How many galleons did Arthur Weasley get fined for the car incident? A, 25 galleons, B, 50 galleons, C, 75 galleons, or D, 80 galleons?
This is a very good question. Bravo, sir.
I think we should use our 50-50 here, Dallas.
Yep, because I have no leanings towards any of these.
We would like a 50-50, Mr. Murphy.
All right, 50-50. The two remaining answers are 50 galleons and 80 galleons.
I say let's go 80.
Go big or go
80
home.
Is a really, it's a really weird number. And it seems like, why would Cody pick 80?
Why would he go 25, like 50, just, 75, 80?
100. 100 would make sense, like, if he was following a pattern. 80 feels like a very specific
number.
Yeah, but
number. He's also devious that is my logic. To do that on purpose. And
just
he's
like
using pepper his
up.
Evil,
just like pepper
he's
up.
Using
Listen,
his Palpatine
one of
lab.
His one of his answers for the potion that Madame Pomfrey was giving everybody was the cough potion or the cough draft. Like that actually exists.
I think we should go 80.
Let's do
I
it.
Think we should go
Let's
80.
Arthur Weasley, head of the Misuse of Muggle Artifacts office, was today fined 50 galleons for bewitching a Muggle car.
Shoot!
I was right. His deviant
Muggle
laugh
father.
Was not on purpose. It's natural.
Remind me to play poker with Cody, because he just cannot contain it. I'm going to be like, Cody has a pair of kings under there, and he's going to be like, I fold. He's like, but, No, I don't know what gave it away.
Yeah, honestly, this was one of the juxtapositions in the book that was gut-wrenching, because they go to Diagon Alley together, and he visits their vault together, and there was one galleon in their vault.
Yeah.
With a couple silver coins and several canuts. And the fact that she scoops it all into their bag, and then you find out that he's fined 50 galleons, it's like,
What's the conversion rate? What's a galleon?
A galleon, like to a sickle to a canut, or a galleon to
both.
Some other, like, there is 29 canuts per sickle and 17 sickles per galleon. But there was a, somebody
Can
did
we
a
put
conversion.
This in English, please?
Galleon.
Yeah, what is that to dollars? Yeah. I mean, they're gold coins, right?
Yeah. One galleon is about is $7.35.
What? That's all?
Mm-hmm.
For a gold coin?
And one U.S. dollar is about 2 canuts. So that's like 2 pennies.
$1 is 2 canuts.
No, let me rephrase that. 1 canut is 2 pennies.
Right.
Ah,
yeah.
It's a 2 pence, if you will.
Gotcha.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes, sir.
What color was Cornelius Fudge's tie when he came to arrest Hagrid? A turquoise tie, an emerald tie, a golden tie, or a scarlet tie?
Turquoise, emerald, golden, or scarlet?
All lifelines are still remaining.
That's true.
I will use my 50-50 here.
50-50. All right. Computer, take away two answers. One correct answer and one wrong answer.
It sounded just like that. Yeah.
An emerald tie or a scarlet tie?
It was emerald. Final answer.
Ha, you fool.
That is incorrect.
Is it really?
We're going to steal. I think.
Yeah, you can't steal it after it's been narrowed down to the correct answer.
Yes, we can.
Yes, he can.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, you made the rules. Okay.
And it was a scarlet tie. Final answer. Isn't that right, Dallas?
That's right.
The stranger had a rumpled gray hair and an anxious expression and was wearing a strange mixture of clothes, a pinstripe suit, a scarlet tie, and a long.
He had a lime green bowler hat.
Black coat.
William, you do not understand what's at stake here for Dallas and me. We are still owed a back catalog of BlackBerry L8.
So listen, if I win, then I could just keep the L8.
He makes monetary profit if he wins. But he is fallible. He's not immortal like we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Do you bleed?
We don't know about that. He's planning a death day party, and he's sitting right there.
Dallas and Alex, your next question.
Yes.
When McGonagall told them that they still had exams, what assignment were they working on in class? A, turning a pair of white rabbits into slippers. B, turning mushrooms into flowers. C, turning a goblet into a raven, or D, turning a beetle into a button.
What was the last one? I don't know why turning you yelled that. Sorry.
Turning a beetle. Turning a beetle into a button.
I think it's A or D.
Second year, so I think it's A. It's the white rabbits into slippers. That is because their second year, the first year of Transfiguration was like very simple. This seems more complex.
But you can turn rabbits into slippers without magic. So
yeah, and you can wash dishes. You can wash dishes without magic. There's a lot of things you can do without magic.
That doesn't feel bippity boppity enough though to be a second year thing though.
You could turn a beetle into a button, theoretically.
Yeah, you're not wrong. That's
final answer.
Wait, which one's our final? Do you want to pick A? Are we going A? I did say A or D, and you said A. Let's do it.
I think it's A.
A's our final answer. Let's do it. Final answer.
Harry looked down at the pair of white rabbits he was supposed to be turning into slippers. What has he learned so far this year? He couldn't seem to think of anything that would be useful in exam. Gentlemen,
so he put his
pocket
knife away and he went and started studying.
We are tied. And considering that the pass rule is not being utilized here, and we are already an hour into this escapade, I'm going to make an executive call. Instead of race to 15, race to 10.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, you sly dog, as William would say.
It is 7-7.
Oh. So,
yeah. Cornelius Fudge's tie really...
Well, there were certain questions involved where there were certain questions involved where I basically was like, okay, this one's for William. Like this one.
Who is the protagonist of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets? Let's start with Alan Alex on this.
It's kind of like to prime the pumps to see if we're even competent.
And traditionally, Millionaire always had a silly question for their first round.
You're not wrong.
Who was the first president of the United States? Was it George Washington? My pet rock? A chia pet? Or that guy in the audience? You, right there.
The robes are coming off. It's getting real.
We are at 7-7, and two lifelines are still remaining. Ask your wife or pass. William, how many points did Harry win for Gryffindor? No, Harry and Ron won for Gryffindor. A, 100 points. B, 200 points. C, 300 points. And D, 400 points. And I'm speaking in reference to the points won for the adventure in the Chamber of Secrets.
I was like, oh, okay. So this was at the very end.
Yes. How many points did Harry and Ron win for Gryffindor? Are you Googling, William?
And this was...
He's using his mind palace.
Oh, no, I don't. I know that it was assigned. They immediately won the House Cup. Like, this is their combined points?
How many points did Harry and Ron win for Gryffindor?
And Neville, an extra 10 points for being a loser.
Hey, everybody! Harry Potter killed a teacher! Yay!
So the number... This is tricky. Okay, so the number 100 is sticking out in my head. I'm trying to decipher if that was they each got 100 or if they got 100 total. And you sly dog had a hunt. Oh, yeah, I do say that, Alex. I do say that.
I incepted it. It was beautiful.
You did. Okay, I am going to go with a, because it made them win. I am going to go with 100 points each, which means that they got, I'm going to throw up, which means that they got 200 points for Gryffindor.
You will both receive special reward for services to the school. And let me see, yes, I think 200 points apiece. For Gryffindor.
Oh, no.
The answer was D.
Wait a second.
400.
Whoa. Hey, Dallas and I could have stolen. We were going to guess 300 probably because 150 yeah. seemed right in my head, but we still could have guessed.
$400 for
wow.
Gryffindor.
Wow. So, like the memes of. Well, it looks like Slytherin win. It's a 10,000 points for Gryffindor from Dumbledore.
All right.
Points each. Dang, it's still tied.
I mean, look at what they did, though, in the Chamber of Secrets. And Ron was kind of like useless.
I had a terrible wand, which backfired on Gilderoy Lockhart. I mean, him breaking his wand, which then made the Obliviate charm backfire, did more things for the school, honestly, than I think ridding it of.
Honestly, Gilderoy Lockhart losing his memory was probably the
are you
happiest
about to say,
state
wait,
has ever
wait,
been
wait,
in
wait.
His life.
Are you about to say killing Wizard
I,
Hitler's
I acknowledge
snake
no such
is...
thing. I acknowledge no such thing. No such thing. I acknowledge no such thing.
Honestly, making that really pompous guy, you know, forget who he was, that may have been better than killing Wizard Hitler. Like, I think
Dallas
that's what
and
I just
Alex.
Heard William say.
Dallas, with the reduction down to 10, we are no longer doing passes. So,
oh,
because
man.
What?
I was expecting to steal the question to be, oh, Dallas and Alex get it wrong. William just does all the questions, and it's like 20 questions total we're being done. Oh.
We're putting up a real fight right now.
Can I start stealing?
No, we're cutting those rules.
Okay.
We're cutting
okay.
it off.
All right.
What was Ron eating at the celebration feast when he found out that Lockhart wasn't returning for another year? A, fried potatoes. B, a jam donut. C, an English muffin. Or D, a blueberry scone.
Fried potatoes seems right in my head, but I don't know for certain.
William, this is their scarlet tie.
This is our scarlet tie?
Pretty much.
Fried potatoes just seems right.
I was leaning potatoes or donut.
Yeah, A or B.
Yeah.
I defer
you
to you, sir.
You also still have ask your wife or pass.
For the record,
I know
you said we didn't have
this.
Any more passes.
No, the steal the questions is off the table now. The steal
oh,
the
so
questions
pass is still on. Oh. Do you want to pass this one?
Wait, so does that take us just through the level automatically? We just get a pass and we...
Yep. Do we get a point?
Oh, yeah.
This is just move on to the next level.
Okay.
So we are going to pass, but our unofficial final answer is...
I'm potatoes? Saying donut. Okay, we'll do potatoes. It's, like, right. It's zero risk here.
You know what? You know what? We're passing. We're passing, but that's where we're at. That's our 50-50 in our head. So can you read us the passage, good sir?
Professor Lockhart would be unable to return next year, owing to the fact that he needed to go away and get his memory back. Quite a few teachers joined in the cheering that greeted this news. Shame, said Ron, helping himself to a jam donut. He was starting to grow on me.
Yeah!
All right.
Nice. But hey, we got it. We got it automatically.
The score is 8-7. So, William, you still have a pass on the table.
Oh, so pass gets you a point?
Yeah, it just go to the next level.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
First to 15, it was first to 15, technically 14. So,
gotcha.
All right, Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
What color are Dobby's eyes? A, brown. B, blue. C, gray. D, green.
D, green, final answer.
Harry sat up, bolt upright on the garden bench. He was staring absentmindedly into the hedge, and the hedge was staring back. Two enormous green eyes appeared among the leaves. Correct, sir. The score is 8-8.
I should have stolen.
Dallas and Alex.
Yeah.
What law did Harry allegedly violate when Dobby dropped the pudding on Privet Drive? A, the Underage Wizardry Act of 1843. B, the Decree for the Reasonable Restriction of Underage Sorcery of 1875. C, the Statute Against the Use of Magic by Minors of 1856. Or D, the Law Promoting the Squibification of Children of 1924.
I love this question.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
I love the answers.
Can you read A and B again? Because they're so flipping similar.
I know.
I was like, it's underage magic. I know this one.
The Underage Wizardry Act of 1843. B, the Decree for the Reasonable Restriction of Underage Sorcery of 1875.
Dang it. I think it's B. I think it's B.
I don't have a clue, so... But...
Oh, Cody. That is.
These are all so devious. Close. Here, let me just check my email really fast.
That's to reply to the one that they replied. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so busy at work. Hold on.
Son of a nutcracker. I think it's B.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
That is. As you know, underage wizards are not permitted to perform spells outside of school, and further spell work on your part may lead to expulsion from said school. Decree for the Reasonable Restriction of Underage Sorcery, 1875, yes! Paragraph C.
Was that correct. The one we picked? Because they're so close, I don't
yes.
know.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one you picked.
Devious. That was devious and
I kind of figured you all
right there, Cody.
You wouldn't have picked D, the squibification of children.
Yeah, I knew it was
yeah,
that
what
one.
Was that?
Wizard Hitler's plan.
Look, there was only so many variants that I could come up with of this same statute.
You could always tell when you were getting tired on these questions.
All right. William.
Yes, sir.
This is question 9. Would you just like to use your pass lifeline?
I mean, I'm allowed to hear the question before I pass.
Fair enough. Mr. Murphy, what is not a book Mrs. Weasley had on the mantle of the fireplace in the burrow? A, Charm Your Own Cheese. B, Enchantment and Baking. C, 1 Minute Feast. It's magic. Or D, Charming Confectionaries.
D, Charming Confectionaries, final answer.
That is correct.
See, Charm Your Own Cheese kind of feels like a euphemism right there.
That's also illegal. Just so you know.
All right, gentlemen,
especially for underage
we are at
wizards.
Final
final question for the both of you. If you guys get this right, we will go into sudden death. The first one to get a question right or wrong will win. But so, Dallas and Alex.
Yes.
Who is not an actor that played Tom Marvolo Riddle, a.k.a. I Am Lord Voldemort? A, Richard Bremer. B, Christian Coulson. C, Adrian Rawlings. Or D, Eddie Izzard. This is for the million.
Now, wait, I get a chance to answer my million-dollar question, right?
Well, you get another question. If they get this wrong, you get a chance.
This
to
is
win.
Our million-dollar question. Then you'll get
yeah,
your
okay, million. Okay, yeah, okay, okay.
I have two specifically set out for million-dollar questions.
I who again? Can you?
A, Richard Bremer. B, Christian Coulson. C, Adrian Rawlings. Or D, Eddie Izzard.
Is that a real name?
I said four. Which one are you talking about?
Wait, no. Isn't Eddie Izzard the British comedian? It's gotta
Who's
be.
Who's to say?
It's gotta Who's be D. To
Can you read him one more time?
Eddie Izzard is the answer.
Richard Bremer.
That did not play Tom.
Okay.
B, Christian Coulson. C, Adrian Rawlings. D, Eddie Izzard.
You dog.
Eddie Izzard's a comedian. And aren't they, like, super flamboyant? It's,
I think
it's
that
it's,
is I mean, stereotypically.
I mean, Voldemort,
it's
you know.
D. It's Eddie is Izzard.
That,
I. That's
is
Dallas,
that your
that
final
is my,
answer?
I don't
do
know.
Do you know any other names in there?
No. But you know the old saying, Eddie Izzard plays the bad guy wizard.
Serves an evil space wizard. Right, I know. Yeah. I remember. How could I forget?
That logic
Eddie
is,
Izzard is my impeccable. No, it's definitely.
I'll go with it. I'm I have a feeling certain. this is wrong, but I'll go with it. Let's do it.
Final
That's
answer?
That's my answer.
I'm very
All
impulsive,
right.
yes.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
You dog.
Richard
Bremer.
Right.
Tell them why. Tell them why that is incorrect.
Richard Bremer played
what?
Voldemort in the book in the first movie.
Uh-huh.
Christian Coulson was Riddle in the second movie.
Coming out of the diary, yes.
Adrian Rawlings played James Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Izzard played Voldemort in the Lego Batman movie.
That was a saying on the playground. That's why I went with it. You made him leave.
I hate you so much.
You know what? My weird stereotypes
second.
And sayings have been right every time.
Rub it in, Dallas. Rub it in.
They have. They really have.
Eddie Izzard plays a dark wizard. It worked. The bad guy wizard. That's what it was. Eddie Izzard is the bad guy wizard.
I knew that one because when I watched the Lego Batman movie, I was like, Ralph Fiennes is in this flipping movie. Who is playing Lord Voldemort? And I went and looked it up.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm proud.
I know you are.
All right. William, for your million-dollar question, what is not a track on the official soundtrack release for Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets? A, Fox the Phoenix. B, Gilderoy Lockhart. C, The Chamber of Secrets. Or D, Hedwig's Theme.
E, Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Or F, Don't Stop the Sandman by Rock Sugar.
What is not a track?
On the official soundtrack release of Harry Potter.
Duh,
and the
William,
Chamber of
how do you not know this?
Oh my gosh. I know it's Gilderoy Lockhart. Like, I know that one because he has a very distinctive theme.
And Fox is, they talk about the theme that's da 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 da.
I actually played that one on the trumpet.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Don't tell him that. Oh, I played that theme.
I object. That's
mistrial.
The Chamber of Secrets,
Your Honor.
And Hedwig's theme.
I'm not a soundtrack guy. I don't listen to scores.
I'm not. And that's my, it comes that's back my least to bite favorite him. Soundtrack.
Even after the jaunty, wonderful Gilderoy Lockhart theme, you just don't care. His leitmotif, don't care. All right.
No, that's not it. What is not?
Exit I'm... life. And I take my hand.
I work okay. to the chamber okay. of really hard okay. hand.
I know. I know. I know there. I know there is a song called "Meeting Tom Riddle," but I don't know if there's one called "The Chamber of Secrets." I know Hedwig's theme was identified in the first one. Hedwig's theme. Final answer.
William,
you win!
Hedwig's theme is in Harry Potter. Is in Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets. However,
but it's not on the.
It is not on the soundtrack release.
So I could almost taste the blackberry elate. And then a dog looked me inside.
You
my
live
mouth.
In Mount Sterling. It's like literally down the road.
I know. I had one today. So
did you say I could almost literally taste it and then a dog licked you in your side?
Congratulations, William, on a surprisingly close game.
That was. I'm not even mad about it.
No,
I'm not mad about it because it was on me. I made the decision not to steal. This would have been over. It would have been all over but the crying way earlier, but I'm like,
even without stealing, I'll be able to beat them easy.
And you Ooh. Did. You did beat us. And in fact, we stole an easy one. So, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
You stole one that it was down to the answer.
And, oh, Gilderoy, impaled by your own sword.
hey, loved it. Well, hey, if you have made it this far, tell us how you did, number one, and congratulations. This round is on us. Please follow us on your favorite podcast listening platform of choice, your favorite social platform of choice, because they are ever changing and ever evolving.
Yeah, go check us out on Bing Bong. You know, whatever the new one is.
Follow us on Threads. We're on Threads now.
We are on Threads now.
See,
yes.
This joke will not make sense in like a year when Meta actually owns all of the internet. And they're going to be like, was there a time when you couldn't be on a Meta app? And it's like, yeah, at that point.
You're right. But if you do like the show, consider supporting us on Patreon. All of the links to everything, socials, show notes, all of that. Down there. But with that, I am going to head out of here and go put on some deodorant because that was way too close. But with that, I'm William.
I'm Devious.
I'm Dallas.
Yes, you are.
And I am Alex. And we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Feet off the table.
Feet off the table.
That's life. I suppose you go along and then suddenly... Poof.
Goodbye, friend of Hagrid.
Thought you were leaving without saying goodbye, did you?
I'm not going home. Not really.
And it once snapped in two, which was...
Ah!